All right, so we're up to in the laws of Netzias Kapayim in chapter 128.
What's
Kapayim? Hands. I'm reading the hands.
Oh, yeah.
And Kapayim also. Okay, this is also. Kaf, really, it's the spoon of the hand or something. That's called the Kaf. The Kaf, the Kapayim. But why exactly raising the Kapayim? Maybe because the fingers are spread out. Maybe there's just the hands, you know, maybe like that or whatever. I'm not exactly sure. But, so now we're saying that we're up to subsection 11, that the Levite, the Levi, is the one that washes the Kohen's hands. So what happens in subsection 11, Im ha-Levi chochem ve-ha-Kohanim ha-me-horetz, if the Levi happens to be a wise person, he's a chochem, and the Kohanim are ignorant people. So it's almost going to come across like a chochem is washing the hands of the people who are ignorant. Ein tzorich litin mayim al yedeim. So he's not required to give water on their hands, to wash their hands. Shelo yizalzel b'kvei tedosei. So that he should not cheapen the honor of his learning, because it would be degrading for him to be washing the hands of people who are ignorant, and he's a chacham. But he mixes a kohanim, talmidei chacham. Now you have a problem because he's one Levi, let's say, and you have some of the kohanim are talmidei chachams, are scholars, and some of them are ignorant. And now the chacham, the Levi, he only wants to wash the hands of the chatam chacham, but the ignorant, he doesn't want to wash the hands. He says, "No, you can't do that." So he says, then you must wash them all mipnei darkei shalom, because of ways of peace. We don't want, then you can't make any exceptions. You have to apply the same rule for everybody. V'yesh mishayimer, there's the one that says, she'afim kulam ha'meoritz tzarech litzek mayim al-yideyim. That even if they're all amehorets, even if they're all ignorant people, you still should wash all their hands. Also, nedarke shalim, because of ways of peace, we shouldn't make all between all the country the same thing. Where do we find an example for that? Let's say we're an aliyah, right? An aliyah will always give to the Kohen, right? Even though we don't check how many pages of Talmud he knows or what he does know, we're going to give the Kohen. We're going to get the first aliyah. Kemoi. He'll read it before the Levi who's a chacham. So maybe we put somebody who is less learned than Eric, going to put him up first. Maybe it's an insult to Eric. Eric is a scholar, and you're here. You're putting somebody who doesn't know anything in front of him. So, but we don't care about that. We put always a Kohen comes the first. We're not gonna test the Kohen to find out what he knows, what he doesn't know. He goes, and we do this because to keep the peace, as written in Sif Kuf Lamedei, and we don't have that in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. We never got that, but over there it talks about this idea that because of ways of peace, we should make sure that the Kohen always gets it, and that's it. So we don't want any fights in the shul. You know the story I tell, the old joke I tell about this, about the shul where the new rabbi came and he wanted to know what the custom is. You remember that one? So what was the custom? That we fight in the shul.
Yeah, one does it this way.
The custom that we fight, you know, that's, you know, you want to know the custom is to fight, you know, to have disagreements, you know, that goes in most shuls, they have the custom to fight, to argue. Anyways, so he says, Ba'iker kisvara harishena, and the main is like the first opinion, if you don't want to wash the hands of the Kohan, if they're all ignorant, and the Levi is a chacham, it's okay, he doesn't have to go wash their hands. And the reason is, because when the Levi holds himself back, stops himself by sitting and not doing, HaKahanim, and he doesn't go to serve the Kahanim, Litzik Mayim Alideim, to pour water in their hands, Ein Lochus the Machloik is called Kach. We don't have to worry so much that this will make a fight, disagreement, a discontent. In a place in which you're going to have a chacham, somebody who is a scholar, he'll go up first instead of the kohen. Try to do that in the shul, and the kohen will be get really insulted. That will start a real fight. If a Levi doesn't go up to wash the hands of the Kohanim, that wouldn't make such a big ruckus. That wouldn't be such a big deal. It would be different. So therefore, according to that opinion, and that's the Rabbi Alter Rebbe rules like that, the main thing is that we don't, the Chochem, the Levi does not have to wash the hands of those people if he doesn't think them superior to him. So he doesn't have to do that. But that's only saying that if he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to. There's no obligation. But yet, im roitze Levi limchoil al kvodei b'litzach al dekanim. But what happens if the Levi wants to forego his honor? He says, okay, he doesn't care, and he wants to pour the hand on the kanim. Rashoi, he's permitted, and v'nochin lasis kain, and it's proper to do so. It's proper to go ahead and don't boast about your learning, or don't hold yourself higher. Just go ahead and do what you got to do.
What if you just don't
want to
do it?
Well,
you
have to. There's no reason. The only reason, the excuse is you have a legitimate, but you got to do what you got to do. That's part of the mitzvahs. Then he says, "Be'em b'zeh isur mishum zilzul teirasi." We really want the Levi to do the. Why do we want the Levi to do it to the Kohen? Because we want to add the Kiddush on the Kiddush, as we said before, because the Levi is also Kaddish. The Levi is Holo too. And when he washes the other, so we want to add the Kiddush to the Kohen, so we really want the Kohen, the Kohen to be washed by the Levi. So it's proper for you to go, even though you find yourself that you're this big Chochem and they're ignorant people, still go ahead and do so, because we want to make sure that the extra Kedusha reaches the Kohanim through the washing of the Levi, and then they will be able to bless. Now he says, "Ve'im b'zeh isur mishum zilzul terasei," and there's no prohibition because you're cheapening your learning. And generally, a person who is a respectable person in the community, who's a learned person in the community, shouldn't do things to cause him to look, to come across in a way which is not respectful. And even if you don't care about your own honor, but you are basically, you should protect the honor of the Torah, of Hashem, the Torah that you're learning. So he says, washing the hands of the Levi would not, of the Kohen, for this Levi who's the Chachem, and the Kohanim are ignorant, this would not be considered a cheapening of his learning. Why? He says in the parentheses, Kibon she'enei mishores ha-Kohanim derechok u'mishpat kuhuna. Because he's not really serving the Kohanim in a way of a rule and a judgment of the priesthood. In other words, they're the priest and you have to serve me. So then you would be like they're superior and you're inferior to them. You're following orders. You become like But what you're doing is you're trying to add Kedusha to their Kedusha. You're giving them extra Kedusha, extra holiness. And there is no prohibition for a chacham to cheapen himself because of doing a mitzvah in a perfect way and adding kedusha. In this case, to add kedusha, do the mitzvah in the best way so the Levi does the kohen. There's no, we don't apply there that you're cheapening yourself. On the contrary, he says, this is the honor. This is your honor to do the hidden mitzvah. Much is bar be simen reish nun, as we'll explain in simen reish nun 250, which is in Siv Dalet over there.
I thought of a Hasidic analogy that I've read.
Yeah.
One flame lights another wick; it just becomes brighter. You add it to the.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's on one level, but here we're talking about. You know, it seems like you're washing my hands, you know, so, you know, it's not a, if we look at it in a literal sense, if you look at it as a service to Hashem, on the contrary, Now the Levi should look at the Rebbe's, Rebbe explains, you're adding Kedusha to the Kohen, so you're not serving them in the sense that you're there, you know, they're the you know, they're the like the elite and you're serving them, but rather you're providing them with extra Kedusha. But in generally, this is the honor, it says in Siman Reish Nun, when you do a foreign mitzvah, you do it, that's your honor. Don't worry about your honor of your Torah. In the, when you say about Hasidic, in the Hasidic communities, we're not so particular on this mitzvah of not cheapening your honor. That's one of the places in where the Hasidic community differs or makes a little light of the way how the non-Hasidim are so particular with this mitzvah of not making sure their honor is never cheapening their honor of their Torah, and they are very careful about this. The Hasidic is more lighter on that thing, and they say, listen, do the Eibishter what the Eibishter wants, and don't be so careful about the honor of your Torah, making it, in, which is an issur to be cheapening the Torah, but don't make that the priority over everything else, and then not do the mitzvah the way you should be doing it. But this has been one of the areas in which the Baal Shem Tov taught his followers of the value of every Jew, not if you are a Talmud Chacham, not only, but every Jew has a value, and not on the account the Misnagdim, the so-called opponents of the Hasidim, they were very worried about the mitzvah of honoring of the sages, and they said, the fact, if everybody is a big shot, so what's going to happen with the real big shots? We're all if everybody is big, so then there is no, so I'm not better than you, and so how are you going to listen to me, and how am I going to be in charge? I mean, how am I going to be in leadership? You know, we're all big shots, you know. In a way, Korach's argument to Moshe was that, everybody is holy. Why are you being yourself, holding yourself higher? Tisnasu, like Nesias Kapayim, raising the hand. You're Lama Tisnasu. Okay. So he says now in Sif Yud Beis, so 12, that Kol Koyhein She'ena Oyla L'Doichan, any Koyhein that doesn't go up to the platform to do the blessing. Prior to the Shliach Tzibur finishing the blessing of Avodah, Shuvein Oyla can no longer go up. So once he finishes the bracha of Avodah, he said, Machzor Shenos L'Tzion, he can no longer. Can no longer go up and do the Birchas Kohanim. Shneamar, because the pasuk says, this is in Vayikra Perik Tes pasuk Chov Beis. Vayisa Aaron es Yodov Elaam. He raised his hand to the people. Vayvorchem and he blessed them. Va'achakach. Then the verse says, Va'achakem Vayered Maasei Sachatos. So he descended from doing the Chatos, etc. So, mashma shebeira koydim shenestalik mehavoidim. So it seems that he gave the blessing before he finished the service in the temple. So he was working in the temple, he gave the bracha, and then he finished the service. He didn't give the blessing after he finished, because it says that he went down from doing the avoida after the blessings were given. V'chein tiknu b'tfila. That's why the institute of tfila sheyalu halivi akoyin l'duchen. That before the blessing of the Avoida, before they finish that blessing, for the Kohanim to go up there. Even if they don't actually go up to the platform yet, they just pick their feet up to go. Even though he came to the Duchan after the Tzei, Umoidim, that still, as he went up during the Avodah, during the Birchas Avodah, and Lachatchila, Yakir Kol Koyin Memukoyim Kshematzach Shlichtzibur Tzei. To begin with, every kohen should go from his place when he starts the bracha of Ritzei, the bracha of the Avoida. Start Ritzei, then you go up and you start going. But in our case, you go up even earlier because you go out to wash the hands, and you know, we're talking about maybe they're not washing the hands. If they don't wash them, you know, the various things. But by Ritzei, everybody should get up. And now, subsection 13. He said, what happens? The person was onus, and it's a mishap. Something, he was against his will, he couldn't get up. Well, you know, something happened, he couldn't get up. But you, the bottom line is, you didn't move your feet during the the Brachas Avoida.
Doesn't the Berakais the bracha of Avoda start at the very beginning?
No, the Ritzei Hashem Elokim Asur Olusim. Vashiv Avoidel Dvir Bisachav Ishi Yisroz Losim Mavas Kal Barotzin Machzir Shanasi Litzin Till a Machzir Shanasi Litzin Return to Shanatin to the Avoda. That's the Berakais Avoda. That's right before Moedim.
I thought the Amida. Oh, I'm thinking of Amida versus Avoda. Sorry.
Ein akira. So, if you didn't move your feet, don't go up. And if you did go up anyways, don't go down. So, in other words, don't go up. But if you went up, don't go down. Ve'im akar aglei mibeisei lovel lebeisei knesses. But let's say the person, the koyen, went from his house. He went to the shul. But v'loikedei lalis ledochen. But he didn't go up to the duchen, to the platform for the benching. He just went to come to shul. That uprooting from your home doesn't help anything because you need to uproot for it. But if you uproot your feet from the house to come to shul because you intended to go up to the dochen, that moving, that uprooting helps. If you it took place before the Shtechzibur ended the Brach Avoida, if your home is next to the shul, so you went, oh, it's going to be Brach Kainim, so you start walking, so that it's that uplifting your feet is good, and because you're making the shul in time to do the Brach Kainim, that counts. Subsection 14. When they lift up their feet to go up to the platform, they say especially, says, let it be the will from before you, God, our God, the God of our Father, that this blessing that you have commanded us to bless your nation Israel, it should be a bracha shleim, it should be a whole blessing. Should be no stumbling, no sin, from here and forever. That's what they say when they are uprooting their feet and making their way to the platform, to bench. It's best, they shouldn't say this prayer immediately when they raise up their feet in the avoida. But they should wait with this prayer at achar sheyemru moedim mashatz. First to say modim together with the shliach tzibur, they should say. And then they turn their face to the heichel, to the Aron Kodesh, to the Sefer Torah. And they say this prayer. And they should prolong in the prayer at sheyisai mashat birch sedo, until the chazan finishes the brachas of Eidor, and then so they finish in concert together with the chazan. They also end the bracha, k'deshiyana kol amen ashtem. So then the community ends amen on both. So when they say on the bracha tov shimcha chana lahoidos, on the chazan they'll also be answering the amen. They say amen for that. They'll also be answering amen for the bracha that the kohanim said should be a complete bracha. So now, let's do one more sif over here. Sif tazvav. When they're standing on the platform, upneim klape heichel, and they're facing the Aron Kodesh, v'achareim klape ha'am, and their backs are to the people, so they're still in the front, they're still with the backs of the people, they're facing the Aron, and presumably the platform is in front of the Aron Kodesh. So the Aron Kodesh is on the top, and the Kohanim are getting on the top, on the platform. And they're still facing the Aron Kodesh, and with their backs to the community. So, as we're saying, so their fingers are folded inside their hands as other people. They do not stretch out and spread out their fingers, their hands, until the leader calls them, when he calls them, then they turn their face, when he says, they turn their face to the people, to the community, and then they spread out their hands, Shenemar, because this is also coincides with a verse in this is in Vayikra Tes Chav Beis. It says, "Vayisa Aaron es yodav la'am vayivorchem." Aaron raised his hand to the people and he blessed them. Mashma. So it's mashma shepash yodav shas bracha that he spread his hand at the time of the blessing. Sheim hoyu yodav kifuf as dechakav. Because if his hands would still be folded, yodav means maybe his fingers or his hands would be still folded inside, this is the calf, inside of his palm, then it comes out he didn't raise his full entire hand. So if this way, so you want to have it out totally. So right now we're not talking about, we're just saying that they should have stretched out hands with stretched out fingers. That's what we're saying. We're not talking yet about this making
the V sign.
Yeah. Only if there's two kohanim, the shliach would say kohanim. Only if there's two. Shaposik amar lahem, because the posik amar is teidem shetargumay katemlem. When you tell them mashmal lishnayim, that means that there's two. There's only if there's two, you say kohanim. But if there's only one coin, you don't call him. On his own, he doesn't wait to be called, but on his own, he turns himself around and he raises his hands. And he makes a bracha before he raises his hand. Now, but we learned before that the mitzvah on the kohen is only if he's called. But if he's not called, there's no mitzvah on him, really. So he says, even though on his own, you're not mechuyev to, so why are you making a bracha now? Because they didn't call you. And they didn't call you, so you're not mechuyev to make a bracha. So, as I said earlier, because they don't call him in Sif Gimel. So, but basically it seems like, but still, you're doing a mitzvah, like we said before also, even when there's no mitzvah, but when you're making a bracha, we learned also before, but you are doing a mitzvah, because the Chacham instituted, like we learned about, let's say if you already did the Brachas Kohanim in the morning, and you don't, you fulfilled your mitzvah, you still would make a bracha, because the Chacham were misaken to say Brachas Kohanim, so they're still doing a bracha, to the Chachamim, so you still make the bracha. Same thing, through a filim in Beis, even if there's two Kohanim, if one of them is a minor, you don't call them because the minor doesn't count. So you don't announce Kohanim if you have a cotton over here. All right, let's leave it over here. For